1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A very busy start to California's wildfire season. Winds and brush helping to fuel the flames. About a dozen fires are burning statewide. One of the biggest is north of Los Angeles. 2 days after a deadly shooting in a city park, police in Round Rock, Texas, near Austin, are still looking for a suspect.
Police have only a vague description of the person who opened fire on a crowd at a Juneteenth festival in a city park and was the result of an argument minutes earlier. But the two people who were killed had nothing to do with it. Investigators hoping someone captured video of the shooter have offered a $5,000 reward.
ABC's Jim Ryan in Dallas. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is set to issue more than 175,000 pardons today for marijuana convictions. They will be for low-level pot possession charges, according to officials. The Kremlin announcing that Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit North Korea for a two-day visit. Israel's military announcing it will pause fighting during the daytime hours in part of southern Gaza. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
7 News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee's Alverno College is laying off 37 employees and cutting some undergraduate majors and graduate programs. Alverno leaders say the moves are necessary for the college to survive. 25 graduate students will have to finish their master's degrees somewhere else. The U.S. Secret Service could release its final security zone for the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee any day now. Like a lot of Republicans, Senator Ron Johnson wants the protest zone moved farther from Fiserv Forum.
The plan has to be changed. I'd like to see Mayor Johnson step up the plate and demand change as well. Again, this is in all of our best interests. Governor Evers ought to be demanding change as well as, obviously, the Republican Party is. We're asking for this concern to be addressed.
Johnson on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A Madison man has been found guilty of COVID-19 relief fraud. 36-year-old Eric Upchurch was found guilty on a total of 12 counts of wire fraud, money laundering, and making false statements on loan applications. Authorities said Upchurch applied for payroll protection program loans and lied about their expenses, ultimately getting more than $400,000 in forgivable loans. Those companies include Young Gifted in Black and the Madison Alliance for Black Economic Empowerment. He could face decades in prison for all 12 counts. He'll be sentenced August 30th. And we have a hot one ahead today and the rest of the week. You'll want to keep an eye on those around you and take care of yourself because these are the kind of temperatures that raise the risk of heat stress. Mark Hewson with Bell & Health Sports Medicine.
The biggest thing is, your body starts, really what it does is it starts cooking.
Look out for early signs of heat stress like dizziness, headaches, fatigue, and muscle cramps. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Brewers head west. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series against the Angels in Anaheim tonight. On Thursday, they play the Padres. 7 games in 7 days. Center fielder Blake Perkins.
Yeah, very busy road trip. I feel like we got 10, 12 guys who are from California, so it's going to be a lot of family and friends, so trying to have to balance that with winning every day.
Perkins with a spectacular throw from center to home plate to end yesterday with a 5-4 win over the Reds, manager Pat Murphy.
We're not great, but that's the way you play championship ball, you know what I mean? We got thrown out the first stolen base. What did we do? Kept running. That's just kind of like an attitude.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight in Boston. The Celtics up 3-1 after losing by 38 points Friday in Dallas. Drew Holiday.
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's tactical. I think it's mental, being a more tested team. But I think it's about locking in for another battle in Game 5.
That's the Celtics' Drew Holiday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 91 and a heat index around 95. An isolated storm is possible. Mostly clear tonight, we drop to 73. Sunny, hot, and humid again for Tuesday with a high near 91, heat index around 96.
Right now, 77 degrees.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we're back in the studios of Madison celebrating our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win win. Join us, all that and more, review of the weekend's news. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We had the spectacle of the nominee of one of the two major parties sitting in court and being convicted by a jury of his peers on 34 counts. What I would say, and what I do say to a bunch of good people out there who are conservatively predisposed, who may not agree with everything that Joe or I or other Democrats stand for, is that there was a time when we had certain core values that we agreed with.
President Biden delivered.
Oh, sorry. Oh, that's all right. Thank you, President Obama. Jody and I were there. Well, a lot of true Stephanie Miller stories.
Oh,
and people sent photographic evidence.
Oh, there were.
Okay, I believe.
Yeah. It was kind of a target-rich environment. It's a Biden fundraiser in L.A., so.
I mean.
If we said, hey, we were at a Trump rally in Mississippi, Chris, and all these Steph heads.
That would have been different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, and thank you for all the maggots that chimed in.
Yeah.
Jody and I are old hags and scarecrows. Only I am a C-word.
But I'm a drag queen.
Oh, and we're all pedophiles, obviously.
And we're dudes.
If only they knew how much I really dislike children.
You hate them.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't hate them. I just don't know any. I don't know any.
And I'm a dude in drag.
Oh, are you? I missed that one.
Yeah. When you went to get a baby shower gift, what did you get?
Oh,
Mei Lee and I were good. We went to a hardware store to get a baby shower gift once because we both hadn't procreated.
Store?
We both didn't procreate. And we're like, what is a baby like? Does a baby want a
hammer?
Chainsaw?
Yeah.
Does a baby need an axe?
Baby's first chainsaw.
Well, could happen.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They're so horrible, the maggots, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, most people online were very nice.
They were.
Thank you. Jody and I got all gussied up. Here's how things go, by the way, when you go on a date with Jody Hamilton. She shows up at your house in some gorgeous drop-dead, I don't know,
Bob Mackie
something.
It wasn't Bob Mackie.
Oh, my God. It was like mesh.
I can't afford him.
Oh, my God. She looks so spectacular, Chris. It's like mesh with, like, is it like beads? Sequiny?
There were no beads. That's
something. So you could see
her boobs? Oh, my God.
Oh,
her
huge.
Boobs look huge and
they're
fantastic.
Huge.
So the first thing I said to her, I'm like, oh, why did I invite you? God.
Jody, not built like a surfboard.
No.
No.
Although I couldn't find my good bra, so I actually, my boobs looked huge
looked
too
huge.
Because it was
they
not
did.
A.
They did.
Your good bra?
I couldn't find my regular one, and I know the one I had was padded, so because I had to match Racky McRackerson from Racktown.
They're only a B cup. They're not that big.
But I was like, I forgot to invite someone that doesn't look like Jody to go with me. Ugh.
I don't know what a B cup means.
She's an A plus.
No, I'm not. I'm a
small B.
I'm a small B.
You're a small B.
Like a B minus.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's how the date goes. And then the rest of the date, how did it go, Jody? Me saying, turning to you multiple times, going, are you sure you like wiener? Have you ever been in the Lady Lake?
So many times.
Did you have drinks?
Of course we did. Oh, my God, we went because the line was 11 billion miles long.
For the bar?
And the guy's like, you can get two glasses of wine for one ID. And Jody's like, yes, please.
So but only two for one.
Fisting. Yeah. They're just those little cops, whatever. Anyway, our point is there were lots and lots of step heads.
She spilled a lot of popcorn.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
What?
Multiple times. I'm spazzy. I just
she's pointy.
You get popcorn at a fundraiser?
Anyway, yeah. It was free.
That was free.
It was free. It was fantastic.
Free's good.
Oh my God! It's George Clooney and Jamie Roberts opened the show. Barbara Streisand surprise guest, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
There's something like, and now Barbara Streisand. We're like, what the?
I hear she's famous.
She is. Just a skosh.
Yeah, it was amazing, right?
It really
Holy
was.
Crap.
The show is fantastic.
I mean, Jimmy Kimmel hosted the conversation with Biden and Obama. And you know what? Go yourselves. Biden just came from the G7 through 9 time zones, and he was fantastic. And this stupid, now we see how this happens.
Mm-hmm.
The New York Post, some right-wing outlet, posted video. We were there.
He didn't
get lost and need Obama's help. They're good friends. He put his arm around them, and they walked off together.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. If so, then that happens at every sexy liberal. A couple of us walk off stage with our arms around each other's. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're saying that he wandered. He came. They were heading out. And
we were there.
He kept plotting. And so he turned back around and waved to everybody.
Yes.
And then turned back around and they left.
Oh, my God. And I thought the right-wing internet was already. And then Hillary Clinton got a standing ovation.
Yes, she did last
Tony's
night.
The right-wing lost its world. Or lost its collective shizzle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the fact that, like, those people are beloved in Democratic circles just made people lose their... What, how many people went... I said we raised $30 million, which was an all-time record for Democratic... One night, and they're all like... Billions in that room, and that's all you raised.
Most of the seats
are like,
$250.
You know, we're not in a cult, and we don't give all of our money to a convicted felon to pay his legal fees every time he rapes another woman.
And most of the seats in that room were $250.
Thank you. Jody and I, we were in the nosebleeds, the $250 seats.
Was that a free poster, or did you buy it?
That was free.
Oh, no, we got it free.
Oh,
even in the cheap seats, we got them.
They should sell those to raise more money.
I'm sure they're selling them
at some
point.
Okay. Yeah.
We already had paid, so, I mean, technically, it was complimentary.
Okay.
That's how I would view it.
Jason Bateman and Catherine Hahn, they were
so
hilarious.
Funny.
They had to introduce Jimmy Kimmel, and they were very bitter about it. They thought they were going to introduce the presidents. Barbara Streisand introduced Jill Biden, and then he's like...
They were so funny.
They
like,
said, we thought we were going to introduce Jill Biden, and then we saw Barbara Streisand get out of an Uber, and there goes that.
And then she goes, and then they're like, normally he introduces us. Jimmy introduces us.
We don't introduce.
It was very funny.
It was very funny. What are you doing, Chris?
Jack Black was funny.
Yeah, he was hilarious. And wearing, like, patriotic overalls or something.
I'll tell you during the break.
Uh-oh.
Oh, dear. Okay. Did someone else call us another name that we've not covered
received yet?
I'll tell you during the break.
Okay. Cindy writes, and now people feel like they need to send photographic evidence for Chris.
Mm-hmm.
There's me and Jody. Me and Jody.
Oh, I know you were there.
Cindy says, Steph, my husband and I attended the Biden-Obama event on Saturday. The excitement in the air was palpable, or as Tom Brokaw would say,
palpable.
Right. As the event was about to start, I turned around and saw from behind two slender ladies taking their seats, or as MAGA said, two scarecrows, old
That's
hags.
Fine.
Something.
Whatever.
Okay. One was a redhead, the other was brunette. Both appeared to be about the same weight. Yes, the same weight. Perfect weight.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
You know that's a Steph head.
Uh-huh.
Both were wearing short dresses. The brunette definitely had on high heel boots. I thought, surely these two are fans of Stephanie Miller. With a lot of gumption, I raced over, climbed over people who thought I was looking for my seat. The redhead was stunning, and I wanted to...
Yeah,
fine.
No
Cindy.
Mention of you.
See, this is my point. Going somewhere with Jody.
You were gorgeous too, Stephanie.
You were wearing high heels.
No, that's not mentioned here.
I mentioned it. I saw the photos.
Thank you. The redhead was stunning. And I wanted to introduce myself, but I knew soon enough people in the row would figure out I had no business being in that row. What? We were in the cheapest row.
We were
row.
Like so far back.
Everyone's like, did you see so-and-so? I'm like, no. Are you kidding? We were in the... Yeah. Okay. I turned to the brunette and I eagerly asked, are you a Stephanie Miller fan? She said yes. With tears in my eyes, I said, I'm also a Stephanie Miller fan. Please tell Chris, yes, this did happen. These are the pictures I took. There you go. Is that good enough for you, Chris?
Okay. I see the photos. Yeah. I don't know if they had tears in their eyes.
One couple did have tears in their eyes.
Yes,
they were very excited.
They were very excited.
To take a photo. It was very nice.
Oh.
Our people are really nice. Maggots are so mean.
They are.
I'm lying. Oh, and now I know what the other fake news story called. Because I keep wondering, like, where are these stories? Because they are so invested in both sides do it. Because, you know, Noel Castler and others have talked about it was common knowledge that Trump himself regularly from years of drug abuse, and someone had to change his diaper on the Apprentice, and that was years ago.
Right.
So anyway, apparently it's Sinclair that put out the story that Biden pooped himself. I'm like, oh, I see, because both sides do it. Biden didn't poop himself.
No, he did not.
Anywhere. It's just now they're like, oh, no, it was Biden. Oh, my God. Okay, this one from Mara. True story, got tickets to the Biden fundraiser in L.A. I was wondering if I'd see you. And Jody, to my surprise, I happened to walk into the theater at the same time as you. I was the strange lady.
What,
stranger than us?
Right. I mean, okay.
All right. That startled Jody by saying hi to you guys as if we were friends. We are friends.
Oh, that was Kelly.
Oh, yeah. I, too, was surprised, and I was too surprised and nervous to say anything else. Do you understand two presidents and Barbara Streisand was there? You were nervous to meet us in the cheap seats? Okay. You both look great.
Thank you, Mara.
My dad was a huge fan of yours. He unexpectedly passed away in August 2016. He so wanted to see Hillary win. The election results would have killed him if cancer had not already. Thinking of him this Father's Day and how happy he would have been to see you last night. What a special evening, Mara. It really was.
It was
an amazing night. It was, and Cheryl Lee Ralph.
She was amazing.
Love her.
God bless America. It gave me chills. It really did. It just.
I wish that
when you think of like everything that's at stake and oh my God. Yeah, I love. What were the other things online? Oh yeah, from these Hollywood elites. Trump gets his money from the common man. I'm like, really? Common idiot that wants to give up their insulin money for a convicted
the oil
felon
industry
to pay his lawyer's fees? Okay, good for you. Ooh, look how much of your insulin money you gave to the crooks.
Soliciting bribes from oil companies is not elite?
Oh my God. And the grift goes, the most obvious con man grifter in our history. They're just like, but you made more money. I'm like, okay, good. Okay. Yeah, that's, by the way, a cult because you think you're going to be raptured. So here, take all my money.
Right. Because I'm not going to need it in a few months.
Right. Yeah. I just, wow. Okay. We have one, the POTUS from the event Saturday night. Here we
go. The next president is likely to have two new Supreme Court nominees. Two more. He's already appointed two that have been very negative in terms of the rights of individuals. The Supreme Court has never been as out of kilter as it is today.
Yep.
I mean, never. I taught constitutional law for 9 years. This guy knows more about it than most. Look, the fact of the matter is that this has never been a court that's been this far out of step.
Right?
Yeah. Gene, very coherent, fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we don't need more justices flying the flag upside down. He was fantastic. Mm-hmm. This, of course, made the news. A video from a big Hollywood fundraiser went viral, mostly on the right side of the aisle, claiming it showed Biden needed the guidance of Barack Obama to lead the stage. Oh, my God. We were right there.
He didn't need it.
Cameras showed Obama take Biden's arm before they walked off stage. Yes, because they're very good friends.
Yeah.
The New York Post.
Of course.
Yes. With the headline, Biden appears to freeze up and has to be let off stage by Obama.
No.
Piers Morgan called it embarrassing. You know what I call Piers Morgan?
Embarrassing?
Yes, that's what I would call Piers Morgan.
I call him worse than that, but you can't say that.
Yeah, you can't. Okay, it's FCC compliant.
Don't say all the words that Jody and I were called by maggots on Twitter.
Whatever.
Yeah, right? We're like JoJo from Jurors, sticks and stones, man.
Whatevs.
I'm sorry you got dragged into my old hagdom. Sorry about that.
No, I'm a dude in a dress.
Are you?
I get it right.
I got to go look for that one.
I'm a dude in a dress.
Oh, someone just said you suck as a radio host. It's like, that was the nicest. It's like, oh, you're just trying to be nice. You didn't say anything about my age or
my
weight. You've
sucked as a radio host for 40 years now.
Yeah, I've been sucking for a long time. I've had a lot of practice.
Yeah. You're good at it.
Well, to be fair, Marjorie Taylor Greene is also a dude in a dress.
True. Butch, bad built body, whatever. I can never get that whole thing right. Here's the important thing. We have Fernando Mondia.
He's a beautiful man.
Oh, he's so beautiful. He is. Which is great. A great day to have Fernando on. We have just so much.
Also smart.
Someone said it's all smoke and mirrors, right? Mm-hmm. There's a big thing about Trump speaking at a black church. It was all white people there.
It was all white people.
And it was only like 100 people.
Right? I know. Kellyanne said 8,000 people.
Kellyanne Conway said, Donald Trump's in Detroit talking to 8,000 people in a black church. And Joe Walsh said, you're lying, Kelly. It was more like 100 people at their black church, and damn near all those people were white. That's speaking of photographic evidence, right? I mean,
someone on Morning Joe said this morning, well, I hope that church puts to good use the rental fee they got for them renting that hall out.
The pastor said when he asked black people to come in, they laughed in his face.
Yes.
I mean, I'm so sick of these, you know, and you see new polls coming out. Like, he has exactly, but Biden has exactly the same level of black support, Jewish support, young people support. It's just always like clickbait and so, and blah, blah, blah. It's just, ay, ay, ay. And then they Photoshop Trump into a black barbecue. And people are like, see? Black people
as
love
if
him.
He'd do that.
Hip-hop barbecue.
Yeah.
As if he would.
Obama's the one that had a hip-hop barbecue.
Uh-huh.
Remember that.
Uh-huh.
Obama had a hip-hop barbecue. Al Gore's got a great big house. Why are they such capitalists? Because when it comes to Hollywood, then none of that, then those people are all losers.
Right.
Literally, every time we got called losers, I'm like, okay.
They called Clooney and Roberts has-beens.
Yet they still buy tickets to the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. All right, 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. Right?
It's good stuff.
Look at you. Oh, you're wearing just the simple black shirt, and you look handsome and romantic and muscly.
Thank you.
Oh. I'm just saying, protein, it's the key if you want to build some muscles. Tony Horton was the P90X guy. He got shingles, almost took a dirt nap. I've told this story, but he is 65 now.
Oh.
Don't let age be an impediment. He looks amazing. He feels amazing. HMB is a naturally occurring molecule he discovered. It helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. If you're coming back from something like Tony is, like one of my friends is, it supercharges your muscle growth. Just one scoop a day boosts energy, helps you slim down, and it's delicious.
It is.
Chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. What do you like?
It's like ice cream.
I'm doing the ice cream truck. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness, save 30%, and get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I'm Dr. Lowell Steen, Chief of Cardiology at Loyola University Medical Center, with Ira Antelis, founder of 120 Life, a drink that supports healthy blood pressure.
It's great to be here, literally, because I almost wasn't. 5 years ago, I got a terrifying warning from my doctor that my blood pressure was off the charts.
That must have really shaken you.
It did, but I knew there had to be a natural way to lower my blood pressure. So I developed 120 Life, a juice blend to help lower blood pressure.
How much did your blood pressure drop?
In 2 weeks, it dropped 30 points.
That's remarkable. And no side effects?
None. It's all natural superfruits and key minerals. And today, we have thousands of satisfied users.
Where can you get 120 Life?
Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL for 15% off, or text CONTROL to 511-511. If your numbers don't improve, I'll send your money back.
So you really have nothing to lose. Take control of your blood pressure today by visiting 120life.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. that's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Stephanie Miller.
Woo! Oh, the lobster band.
Oh, that's right. Some things you never forget. I'll never forget that bathroom in Rochester, New York, when I was in the stall and two women came in and said, "She's awful. I need a lover singer." And sorry, I just wept. That. I silently wept in my lobster band outfit.
What did you have to wear for the lobster band?
It wasn't a lobster outfit.
Okay, I was...
That would have been funny.
Yeah, that's what I was picturing.
It was the mascot for WCMF.
Oh.
It was a lobster. I don't know why.
You're nowhere near...
I was technically a rock lobster because we were, you know, a rock
did
and roll station.
Did you sing Rock Lobster?
No, I did not. I sang I Need a Lover.
Well, that makes total sense.
And ironically, it made it less likely that I would get a lover because I was an awful singer.
But Pat Benatar was not there.
Unlike Jody Hamilton, I'm an awful singer. Okay.
That video has been
but
played.
But in my defense, not as bad a dancer as I am. So there's okay. That.
That video has been played for Pat Benatar.
I almost took a video of a... what do you call it? Car dealership windsock.
Oh.
Yeah. And just said, "This is me dancing with my bike club."
Oh.
Because that's exactly what I looked like.
Yeah.
It is.
Uh-huh.
The sad thing is I thought I was really good. I thought I was.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, by the way, my friend in my bike club has GoPro video of me riding my bicycle on the 5 freeway because she didn't realize she had her GoPro on. So we're going to post a terrifying video of me riding my bike up. Curb? Should we use Curb or Benny
Hill?
Benny Hill.
Benny
Hill.
Benny Hill.
All right.
Benny Hill.
Fantastic. Karen in Chicago, hello.
Oh, my God. That gives me so much anxiety, Stephanie.
Oh with me watching it again. I was like, girl.
Yeah. It'd be
oh,
like
my
if,
God.
It'd be like if she got on the Kennedy Expressway.
Yeah.
On a bike.
Yeah,
right?
No. Please.
No.
Oh, please be careful. Okay, so I just want to say, you guys need to understand, you are the celebrity's celebrity. So I believe that true Stephanie Miller story, that they... You know, even though there's a room full of celebrities, they see you and they're like, you know, just completely starstruck.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have a true Stephanie Miller story. 2018 Blue Wave Tour, Los Angeles. I walk in there and it's the meet and greet, and I see Jody and Lonnie, and I see Jess and Sean, and I see Travis and Dylan, and Chris was off in Palm Springs being a traitorous gay swallow. But anyway, it was a great time. And then when I finally could catch my breath, I stopped and I looked around and there's all these celebrities. And there's Rob Reiner and there's Martin Sheen. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. It's like, you know, but...
Oh, yeah. People, somebody shoved Barbara Streisand out of the way to get to me and Jody Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really that cool. Happened.
It was a madhouse.
With tears in their eyes.
Yeah. Tears in their eyes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Stephen Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin recovered about $33 million in fraudulent unemployment claims last year. The Department of Workforce Development says it looked into more than 2,300 identity theft cases and did almost 2,000 worker misclassification tax audits. DWD officials say they're intensifying their efforts to fight unemployment insurance fraud. The state Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling soon about ballot drop boxes. University of Wisconsin political scientist Barry Burden.
The Supreme Court has considered a new case that would allow them again, and there is a new liberal majority that seems more inclined to permit those again as they were used in 2020.
Last week, justices gave local clerks flexibility about locating absentee polling places, but kept a ban on early voting vehicles in place. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Get used to the heat because it's sticking around for this week. Transportation officials are worried that it'll cause pavement to buckle. When the weather shifts from cool to really hot, pavement expands and slabs start to push against one another. They can really come out of nowhere, so the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says pay added attention to the road in front of you. And Madison's newest sports team won big last night. The Madison Nightmares are a collegiate summer softball team and had their first home opener at Warner Park. This is part of the Northwoods League's new expansion into fast-pitch softball. The Nightmares must have already felt right at home. Against the lacrosse team, they dominated. Final score, 19-1. Using the newly renovated Warner Park venue and adding promotions, they're hoping to get more fans into women's sports. They play again tonight, and tickets are available for the rest of the season. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high of 91 and a heat index around 95. An isolated storm is possible. Mostly clear tonight, we drop to 73. Sunny, hot, and humid again for Tuesday with a high near 91, heat index around 96.
Right now, 77 degrees.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome Art Paul Schlosser into the studio.
It's the Art Paul Experience.
A State Street institution.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8.
Cognitive test, and I aced it. Doc Ronnie, Doc
Ronnie Johnson. Does everyone know Ronnie Johnson, congressman no. from Texas? He was the White no. House doctor.
No.
And he said, I was the healthiest president he feels in history.
Did he? What? That's fantastic. He got the name of the doctor wrong yeah. when uh-huh. talking oh, about yeah. acing
his cognitive test.
Cognitive test, which clearly someone felt he needed to take. Okay. Man, or anyone would think if you watched any video of him ever from any recent time. Yeah, or ever. Ever. Okay. That would be Dr. Ronnie Jackson. I think we got the name right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the human pill dispenser.
Ronnie Johnson said this dumbbell as he roamed throughout the West. Ronnie Johnson said his brain cells would administer the mental test. Brought down to his knees by his felonies, his brain wandered far from its abnormal jar. And there in front of all, he couldn't recall the doctor, his name, Ronnie Johnson.
Wow. That was fast, Rocky yeah. Mountain Mike. Wow. Thank you. Yep. You can't write that stuff. Well, he just did.
Yeah. He did.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Judd Legum was the one that said Sinclair is flooding a vast network of local news websites with misleading articles suggesting Biden is mentally unfit. At least yep. three articles published this month falsely suggest Biden pooped himself during an event.
Yep.
This is what I always wonder. I was like, I'll see something, and I'm like, where? And then all of the posts, mm-hmm. You know, I just did a post, Jody and I were excited to be at this big event for Biden. We were all, you know, and almost everybody, like groomers, pedophiles,
yeah,
blah,
all of it.
Blah, blah, blah. And it's just based on nothing. It's just, and then I've seen that before about Biden. But I'm like, oh, I see, because there's been a lot of actual stories about Trump pooping himself. So right. you have to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And because Sinclair is seen as a, you know, a legitimate news source, they right. get shared all over the place.
Right.
On and all the social
media. And as we were saying, this is the first time, and Jody and I were there.
Uh-huh.
He didn't get lost.
No, he did not.
Barack Obama have to help him off stage. They're friends, and he put his arm around Joe Biden. They walked off together. Okay. Like friends do.
Mm-hmm.
Like you guys did, leaving the Peacock Theater.
Jody and I also left with our arms around each other.
She walks very fast in very high spiked heels.
I said, could you just look like you might be gay for a second? Be useful.
You were really trying to get down her pants, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, she was.
No, you know, it was a game.
Oh, it was a challenge.
You know, like how Jody, men try to challenge Jody, you?
Jody said she would be a pillow princess. She would just lay there. Let you do whatever you want. I'm like, oh,
go ahead.
Well, that's very generous of you.
Wow.
That's hot.
I did not need that image in my head.
Yeah, neither did I. Because I, as we all know, I'm a very enthusiastic
giver.
Lover.
Yes, athletic lover.
You light your lovers on fire.
Yes. No, I lit my own bathing cap on fire with a candle. Hi, Luke. And I got an eye injury from being an overly enthusiastic lover. Hi, Lucretia. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
So I do apologize. I'm a little stuffy, but I'm here to bring some awesome, you know, excellent news to the table.
Excellent.
Regarding our allegedly our horrible city.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's been electronic billboards posted. There was one here that was paid for by the DNC that the Cheeto bronzer wearing clown saying Milwaukee, where we are having our convention, is a terrible city. Anonymous says Milwaukee is a horrible city, paid by the MadDogPack.com.
Yeah.
And then, okay, then and also too, that's the Mad Dog Pack also sells, they have a great selection of F. Trump merch.
Mm-hmm.
There's an electric billboard. It's been out there for like a few months now where it has him and Epstein, and it says, always remember.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and also there's
I like
one
Biden.
Here,
just Biden just immediately tweeted, "I happen to like Milwaukee." Very understated.
And that's
where the last Democrat National Convention was.
Yeah, yeah.
And then didn't you have that clown line? Well, I have friends in Milwaukee, but whatever. But I have two more here to mention. I'll let you guys go. Penzi Spices, they posted this late last year, early this year. And it says, remember for January 6th, this November. They took it down and they brought it back, and I'm so glad they did. And that billboard is right when you're heading onto the freeway from the airport. But the last one, I just saw this. There's a local craft beer place here called Mom Craft.
Uh-huh.
And right before the convention, the RSC convention, they have a beer. It's called Horrible City IPA.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
On top is, that's
funny. Oh, they move quick on
that's
that.
That's funny. See? Sense of humor.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I think Happy Days are going to be here again. We forgot to play that Friday.
Sunday, Monday,
Joe Biden's going away.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Oh.
Or Happy Days are here again.
Happy Days. Happy Days. The theme to Happy Days.
That's not what you just quoted.
You quoted Happy Days are here again.
I meant Happy Days, the theme song from the series based in Milwaukee.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Aaron Rupar said, just to our point, he said if you don't watch a lot of right-wing media, you might not realize that people who are primed to believe that Trump is so popular he can't possibly lose a fair election and Biden is cowering in despair, constantly on the verge of dropping out. So if and when Trump loses, it's very easy for these viewers to be convinced that he had it stolen from them. They're easy marks.
Sure. Yeah.
That's exactly what I got. Just from the little stuff we posted, Jody, the responses, they're just...
The ones that were human.
Yes, right. Exactly. I just we're ready for Happy Days.
Wednesday, Happy Days. Thursday, Friday, Happy Days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are all happy and free. These days are all share them with me. Goodbye, gray sky, hello blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. So right, you can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. These days are all happy and free. These days are all share them with me. Gonna cruise her around the town.
Wow, you're going to the second verse.
Wow.
That's the closing credits.
Is it?
Yeah.
Woo. Music never ends.
All right. Yay. I know, you know what I love? So when Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton get a rapturous response from, you know, their constituents, they're like, oh, look at all the sheeple. Oh, look at it. Like,
really?
We're like, we're not the ones in a cult.
Right.
Right? They're like, oh, look at all the sycophants. I'm like, really? You're the one that just sent your rent money to the...
Uh-huh.
How many felony counts are we up
34.
To?
34.
11 billion.
Convicted of 34. Right. And it's just, the grift goes on.
Mm-hmm. Also... our rallies have air conditioning.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Hillary Clinton was on at the Tonys to present the musical Suffs, the Broadway show about the suffrage. Right, movement. And she said, I've stood on a lot of stages, but this is very special. I know a little bit about how hard it is to make change. Anyway, of course she got a rapturous.
Yeah, it was a long ovation, too.
As did Joe Biden at a Biden fundraiser.
Yes.
So we did not give all of our money and then, you know, drink the Kool-Aid because we're not the cult.
How was Jimmy Kimmel?
He was great.
He was fantastic.
Okay.
He was great.
Hilarious. Oh, my God. He said, hey, Jason Bateman, what's going on? Are you making Teen Wolf 2? He was very furry.
He's very.
As was Jack Black.
Happening. Yeah. They were both very,
very furry.
Jack Black looked like Chris, like Santa.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Huh. Maybe he is making Teen Wolf 3.
Maybe.
Maybe.
He was hilarious. I just, you know what, I've seen this meme before, but it's just so worth repeating. I don't even know who said it first. Just, I'm so tired of him. I'm tired of people pretending he's not an idiot. I'm tired of his lies. I'm tired of his sickening amorality. I'm tired of his face, his voice, his smirk. I'm tired of his inability to say even one thing remotely kind or humble or appropriate ever. So tired. I have to say, I think that echoes millions of Americans. I think we're going to see that in November, but it's just... You knew because it was Father's Day he would have to do some. What did he do? This was his third Truth Social rant that excluded any reference to family, of course. But
of course.
Just was hateful words for, a black guy, as it turns out, which is so weird for him.
Weird,
Eugene Robinson.
Right?
I don't even, whatever the Washington Post expose something. Eugene Robinson isn't even involved in that thing. He just happens to, in case you haven't noticed.
He's black.
Right. And he recently wrote an article.
In case you haven't noticed, he's black.
He wrote an article entitled, Is Donald Trump Okay? And makes the argument he is not, which, again, echoes what a lot of people think. He tweeted, this was Father's Day. The Washington Post absolutely blowing up with fake stories. They have fools and stupid people like Eugene Robinson who are in no way qualified to be doing what they're doing. Okay. Did he? Was there a happy Father's Day in there?
No.
Oh, God, no.
No.
All right. Okay. Oh, by the way, is there more on the batteries? Do we have 13? Is there?
Yeah, different vehicles.
These are not the.
These are
the
not
batteries.
Batteries.
These are the tank, sharks are
tank batteries.
Oh, okay. But he's on a little bit of a tear.
Yeah.
Like military tank batteries?
Yes, like military tank batteries. Sure.
They want to make them now electric so that when you go into enemy territory and you obliterate the enemy and you knock down and those tanks are firing, you do it in a environmentally friendly way. The problem with the army tanks, like cars and like trucks, the problem is that you would have to bring a battery pack along. You're going to pull it like a little wagon, like a child pulls a wagon.
No.
Who's calling for that?
It doesn't matter. How he's talking about
it. You have to pull
it,
a battery in a little wagon? Like,
do they
like
do
a
it now?
Red wagon?
They
do
have
you?
Batteries now in tanks, by
do
the
you?
Way.
Is that the same way the sharks get their batteries around?
Throw them in trailers.
So they want to build a army tank, but okay. You know, the battery is very big and very heavy, much heavier than a thing called diesel, much heavier than diesel fuel. Mm. And you got to see this tank. It's like a wagon, and there's a big thing that is pulling in the back.
Mm.
And even with that, it doesn't go far.
Trailer. Mm.
And lots of bad things happen, like it doesn't take cold weather very well, and it's really bad in heat.
Is there anyone, honestly, that knows what he's talking about in the last several months?
No. I don't understand him. He speaks English, but the words don't make
sense. English words.
Well,
yeah, Dr. John Gartner, he's that famous psychologist that he keeps talking about. It's a specific fancy phrase that's, what is it called?
It's not aphasia.
Pardon me?
Aphasia?
No, hang on, hold please. Phonemic paraphasia.
It's close to aphasia.
Right. Right. He said he is, right. The Biden has typical age-related, Biden's brain is aging. He says Trump's brain is dementing. So he just talks about that. He says frequent display is of phonemic paraphrasia, the substitution of a word with a non-word that preserves half of the intended word. So instead of missiles, Trump might say mishes. Mm. Instead of Christmas, he'd say krishes. Like that's how we got gubbishness.
Yes, yes.
God bless the United States.
That's the thing. You don't ever know. Is it,
dentures?
Right. Dentures. Is it that white gross spit that he accumulates? Dr. Gartner says nobody without brain damage commits these kinds of phonemic paraphrases. Okay. That's not too terrifying. Nuclear codes. That. Okay. Maybe people will misunderstand commands. I said the physicists. What?
I'm just trying to figure out where he got this from.
I have no idea.
Like, has this been proposed anywhere?
Well, I think the military does want to get more green.
Oh, you're still on the batteries in the little red wagon.
Yeah, yeah. Like, did he pull that straight from that gigantic ass of his?
Yes.
Was this proposed at some point by the military?
I don't think so. I think he's just on the thing about electric vehicles and batteries and something. So... it's like he said they're ordering them to make all the boats electric, which is
not
true either, but okay.
There is no mandate for that.
Oh, look at Chris. He's so cute. He's trying to find out if there's any reality.
I'll look it up, Chris.
Being green in a war doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, it does with fuel and things. I mean, the military does say that climate change
is also killing people. So,
climate change is the biggest problem.
Which is worse?
They're not little red wagons.
They're trailers.
Okay. 48 minutes. We need to get out of this. It's like a morass that we'll never... Okay, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cook Unity. OMG.
Oh, yeah.
We're a little busy during the week.
There's
a lot of news cycles and a lot of effery. And I'm just saying, have you ever wanted fancy, fancy chef meals delivered right at home? OMG. If you've got a culinary taste, right? You know how expensive exploring your local food scene can be, how hard it is to find the time and energy to try something new. Cook Unity, the first chef to you.
They're to the rescue.
Delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. Cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before you check out for 50% off your first week. These meals, OMG. so yummy. No cooking required. There's the key for me during the week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you. A chef-quality dining experience right at home. Unlike other meal services, Cook Unity is a chef collective bringing exciting culinary talent straight to your table. They work with some of the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to you every week, every meal, handcrafted by chefs made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. They're not teeny tiny. They're just called like a micro brewery. It's not an actually tiny. They don't make teeny bottles of beer.
It's not like a Barbie brewery.
No.
Okay.
No.
Got it.
They are of normal size, and the meals are also of normal size. There are hundreds of dishes to choose from. The menu is updated constantly. They got vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free. You can filter for all kinds of options. Menus posted 2 weeks in advance. You have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Ding-dong. CookUnity.com/liberal or enter that code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. What do you got to lose? 50% off. Type in the code liberal. CookUnity.com/liberal.
This is Too Weird, Man.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive, dropping soon. Take control today.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
That's what I tweeted. We raised $30 million for President
Biden.
Just the
two of us.
Yeah, just Jody and I. I said, yay us. I love L.A. So there, stupid maggots.
So you couldn't tell Julie Roberts how much you loved her?
No. Yes,
they
I said they were home by dinner. I'm a girl standing in front of another girl asking her to ditch her husband and kids and love me. No, I didn't say that. Like, are you kidding? I got nowhere close to.
No.
Oh, you know what we needed? We needed those binoculars from Pretty Woman to be able to see Julie Roberts.
The opera glasses.
That's how far away she was. Okay. Jody and I didn't have those tickets.
Aw.
Okay. We had the cheap. We had the cheapest.
Those were a little pricey.
We had the cheapest ones. Okay. All right.
But you got swag.
I did. Look at me. No. Okay. All right. I love this one. Someone tweeted, work from home is so unhinged. I just made a charcuterie board and poured myself a glass of wine. It's 1 p.m. To which Jody and I say, yeah? Sounds like Tuesday.
It's 12 hours into my day.
Yeah. I think I've been there, done that.
Noel Castler, when he's coming up, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
He tweeted, would Trump appear at a rally where folks were permitted to carry weapons outfitted with bump stocks or any weapon for that matter? Would members of SCOTUS? Of course not. But they'll subject the rest of us and our churches, malls, bowling alleys to be clay pigeons at a firing range. Man, some of these Supreme Court decisions come down when we're on the air and I'm just sort of like speechless for a minute, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, great, more Las Vegas massacres. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, David Hogg tweeted, just a reminder that all the awful decisions coming out of the Supreme Court are because of one man, Donald Trump. The overturning of Roe that has enabled abortion bans, Trump. The weakening of gun laws, Trump. Don't be an idiot. Don't vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I was listening to a podcast on the way in this morning that kind of explained the reasoning behind, and it's because Congress...
It's dumb.
No, Congress didn't pass a law banning bump stocks. It was a policy set forth by
Donald Trump.
Yes, by Donald Trump. And there has to be a law. It can't be a policy.
I agree with, who's the dissent? Sotomayor? Mm-hmm. Just like if it walks like a duck, and it's a duck. It's a machine gun. Like, what possible reason does anyone have for needing a bump stock?
In the 1934 law, basically, if it can use... If you can turn a gun and retrofit it to use it like a machine gun, that's against the law.
But that's doing it in a roundabout way. Congress needs to ban bump stocks.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what needs to be done.
Well, I think it was actually.
It's so ridiculous when people try to even say home security. You would kill everyone in your neighborhood if you were trying to protect yourself with an AK with a bump stock. It's so insane that we're even okay. Seth in Los Angeles. Hello, Seth.
Hello, homos and Shomo Jomo. So, first, I have to tell you a true Stethead story. I was online on the food line on a charity bike ride, and someone on the line next to me calls out to me and says, "Hey, are you the homo of hope?"
What?
And I was like, "Are you?" I was like, "Are you a Stethead?" It was like so Sheboygan in that moment. I never it was like,
"Molly." I almost gila-fired myself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The bump stocks, I want to say, right now, every future mass murderer should be either writing a thank you note to the court or writing an acknowledgement in their manifesto.
Yeah.
And thank you. All right. Fernando Mondi, coming up, Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music critic Piet Levy, who joins the show to discuss all things Summerfest. We will also discuss the resurgence of the summer box office.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
At Fleet Farm, we know every sunny day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday fishing gear, from Rapala, Berkeley, and Minn Kota. Everyday grilling goods, from Weber, Kingsford, and Blackstone. Everyday camping gear, from Coleman, Yeti, and Eureka. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.